Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It might not be quite as bad if the Pacers win the finals. It might soften the blow of the Cavaliers losing to them. But how Tyrese Haliburton has handled his injury situation has not helped the Cavaliers, because there is plenty of criticism thrown the way of these players here in Cleveland for the way that they were, that their injuries were sort of diagnosed and presented, and then the way that they didn't necessarily play through them. DG being chief among them. I honestly think, Daryl, on that front specifically, though, I think the organization hasn't really helped themselves the last couple of years with these injuries, because they care too much about, it seems like they really lean into the gamesmanship part of it. Yeah. Where they're like, we're going to keep this as big of a mystery as possible so that the other team thinks our guy is going to play.
And how's that working out for them?
Yeah, well, so much so that Rick Carlisle, I mean, you were there. Rick Carlisle going into game one of that series, he sat there and somebody asked him, like, you know, how are you accounting for DG not playing or something like that? And he laughed and was like, come on, we all know he's playing. And then the lineups come out and all of a sudden we're like, oh, he's not playing. So, like, they tried, but it didn't matter. Pacers won game one anyway. So, I think, like, they need to sort of let that go. Because last year, it happened with Jarrett, right? It was presented as, well, hey, he has a rib contusion, and he's, you know, they treat it like a day-to-day thing where it was like, ah, well, we'll see how he is tomorrow. We'll see how he is tomorrow. And then media day rolls around before this past season, and he's telling everybody, I had a piece of bone floating in my chest, and when I breathed, it hurt, and I couldn't do anything. Like, okay, well, that sounds a little more serious than just a contusion. And then the same thing happens with DG this year where it's like, it's a sprained toe, and we'll see how it goes. And then we find out he needs surgery on it. Like,
well, I said when it came out about the toe, I said, yeah, and I can't wait till we get to the summer and we find out that Darius Garland had surgery to repair the toe. We're going to find out it's broken or he tore like a bunch of ligaments in it or something like that. And then lo and behold, mid-June comes and voila, there's the email from the Cavaliers. Darius Garland has underwent successful surgery to repair the big toe. I'm just like, what are we doing? And if I'm the players of the Cavaliers, I'm furious at the organization because they were absolutely destroyed by fans as well as the media for being marshmallows and not playing through injury.
Yeah.
You know, DeAndre Hunter, the dislocated thumb. You know, popping that back on the shooting hand, had to kind of pop that back in. And with any type of a dislocation injury, you know, you need some time for things around there to heal so it doesn't just keep popping out on you. And he actually is lucky he didn't need surgery of any kind to tighten things up there. And then, of course, you know, Darius with that toe injury. So, yeah, the Cavalier organization, I think, gets a little cute with the injury designations. And I think it was Joe Varden from The Athletic in Kobe Altman's congratulations to us for winning 64 games press conference in the regular season and us for flaming out in 5 games once again in the postseason. press conference, and like, I don't think, well, I think Kobe understood the question, but Kobe put on the tap dance shoes because he really did not want to go there. But I think that the Cavalier organization deserves a tremendous amount of blame for throwing their players under the bus when it comes to the severity of the injuries. And I understand because, you know, we cover the Browns and the NFL. They do this all the time with injuries, right? Where they don't want any information out there. You know, Kevin Stefanski in the offseason does not like answering injury questions because the team is not obligated to put out any type of an injury report, even during the season. Kevin Stefanski, when it comes to injuries, is extremely vague.
Right.
They
spent, what, 2 months when Deshaun had the first got injured, telling us like he's day to day, and then all of a sudden he played too soon. He came back too soon, right? And then he was hurt again. Like, they're very vague with it. I would love to know. I need somebody to figure this out. Someone needs to go back in time and find all the instances, like maybe just in the playoffs or something, when a team tried to play the gamesmanship game. And like make it seem like somebody might play, but they weren't going to play.
Right.
And how much of an advantage that was for the team that was not going to have that player. Yeah. I want to know. I want to know what the numbers are. What's the record of the teams that do that? Because I just don't think that makes like, what does it make a difference if you come out and say DG's got a really bad toe injury? We honestly don't know when he's going to be back because it might need surgery. And then being vague about it, being like, well, he might play. Because the Pacers don't want him to play, frankly.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. He does come back and play in game four and game five, and all of a sudden now he's a hero. Look at DG playing through a toe injury he's got to have surgery for in the offseason.
But
instead of being the villain in the situation, he's now the hero.
But the team sets him up to be
ridiculed
because they like the way they frame these things, and then it just seems like, oh, he's not playing with a toe injury, like that's all it is, and he's not playing with a rib bruise, like that's what he has.
Well, Donovan Mitchell played with a couple of injuries in that Pacers series, including a calf injury,
similar to Halliburton,
not quite as severe. Not as severe, and he went off for 48 in it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It wasn't enough.
Right. So here's the thing, though, Daryl, and this is the point I want to kind of get to here. Because when the Halliburton injury first came down, and it was looking like he might not even be able to play in Game 6, because there was some reporting that he was not going to be able to play. Sham Sharania was talking pregame yesterday about the idea that if this was the regular season, this would be a multi-week thing where he's not playing for multiple weeks. And he talked about it himself, Tyrese did, that this is the same type of thing that Kevin Durant had a couple years back where he played on it in the playoffs, in the finals, and he tore his Achilles because of it. So it's a very serious thing that he's trying to play through, but he wants to play through it. He didn't want to miss this opportunity. He knows it's once in a lifetime. You're in the NBA Finals. He said he'd live to regret it if he didn't at least try because he can walk. So, okay. But I guess to relate this all back to the Cavs and the injuries we were sort of alluding to here, Is the only thing really holding this team back from being in the same place the Pacers are in right now just injuries? Like, is that a fallback plan for this team to just look and be like, listen, if we stayed healthy, we think that we would be the team right now taking the Thunder to seven games and competing for a championship and not the Indiana Pacers? Like, is that the biggest thing we think holding this team back right now? Or do you think it's bigger than that? And that's why you believe they need to make some changes this offseason.
I don't believe that they can just rest on the, well, we were banged up.
It's not really a good plan, right?
Yeah, there's issues with Jared Allen. He's a great regular season player. He's a double-double machine in the regular season. And then he's Casper the Friendly Ghost in the postseason. The way the game is played now, the volume shooting from three, you don't need your traditional rim protectors anymore. Last night, the Pacers shot 42 three-pointers. The Thunder put up 30 of them, okay? Jarrett struggles going from the rim to the perimeter, defending, and then going back. You suck Jarrett out to the perimeter, and then you blow by him to get to the rim. Like, it's the easiest offensive strategy you can find. Then you've got the two small guard thing. And we talked about this yesterday. I was in for Andy Baskin with Jeff Phelps on Baskin and Phelps. When you look at those two players, if the Cavaliers were to trade Darius Garland, it's not an indictment on Darius Garland, or it's not an indictment on Donovan Mitchell, and it's not an indictment on the organization as far as, you know, making things work. Because it worked. But they're two small ball-dominant guards. Okay? You basically have got, I don't want to say the same player, but you've got similar skill sets next to each other in your backcourt.
Yeah.
Also similar size. And let's be honest about it. Darius is always getting banged up. His face is always running into elbows and arms and shoulders and knees and thighs and calves and whatever, right? And I think that the biggest impact they could make this offseason, I don't think you can get much for Jared Allen. Darius Garland is the guy you can move to get the impact.
Even with the injury, even with the surgery.
And again, I'm saying, I want to be very clear here. Darius Garland's an all-star. He's a phenomenal player. But if you move him, you can potentially get a piece you can put next to Donovan Mitchell that can help you win an NBA championship. The problem is, when Donovan Mitchell is scoring 40-plus in a game, the Cavaliers lose. That's absurd. When your best player, right, you got to put a scoring cap on your best player, because if he scores more than 40, you lose, right? The sweet spot for Donovan is between 25 points and 38 points, and the Cavs win. That's a problem. That's a supporting cast problem.
Yeah.
You can't lose when your main guy's going off, right?
Yeah. Well, and listen, I think there's another issue here with, like, just too many mouths to feed. There's only one basketball to go around. Evan Mobley's usage and getting him more involved. And it felt like in game five of that series, he was phenomenal. And then late in the game, the ball kind of got taken out of his hands, and it was all about Donovan and all that. And I get it. Like, in the moment, Donovan's trying to sort of will his team to victory. But there's questions there. I think, to your point, I think Jarrett's the piece that maybe needs to go the most, because in theory, you put Evan at the five for like 25 minutes a night, and you find somebody to sort of rotate with him to take the rest of the minutes and have him do some different things. But yeah,
I don't know if Jarrett's the guy that's got to go the most. I think the guy that's got to go the most is Isaac Okoro.
Well, I mean, of the core four.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I can't pay your defensive substitution at the end of a game $11 million a year.
Well, and it sounds like they're not having much luck moving him, so.
Yeah, I wonder why.
That sort of speaks to the fact that we've been talking about his jump shot being right for the last, like, 3 years, and he's finally fixed it, and then He still is as hot and cold as can be.
Come on, JB. You loved him here in Cleveland. Do the Cavs a solid.
He is a defensive-minded guy, and that's JB's bread and butter right there.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, JB. Do the Cavs a solid. Let's go.
Trade for him, JB. Well, 216-474-0092, if you want to discuss whether or not injuries are the biggest thing preventing the Cavaliers from being in the same place the Pacers currently find themselves in on the brink of a Game 7 coming up this weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.